Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Good reminder. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Good to see you today, friend. It is Joey Kroll, this 23rd day of September 2021. And here we are. It is fall. It is autumn. Praise the Lord. You know, I was doing some trivia the other day, and I found out that back in the 1600s, before autumn was known as the autumn season, it was known as the harvest season. Yeah, so a little bit of trivia there for you. Well, summer is officially behind us. And, friend, if you are a summer-loving person like myself, you're somewhat grieving a little bit. But this is a pretty time of the year. I think, you know, as we say goodbye to the warmer temperatures, I think God has blessed us on the other side of that coin by giving us some beauty, some true beauty, and just the color of the leaves and the trees, and is so beautiful this time of the year. So I hope you, dear friend, have a chance to go out and enjoy that for sure. Hey, my name is Joey Kroll, and friend, it really is an honor to sit behind this microphone as I do each and every Thursday. Winding down the days of September, we just have less than a week left, so that means you better hurry up and get your September copy of the Prime Live Times. It's the publishing wing of this ministry, and we have some great articles in it each and every month. You can find out where you can get your edition of the Prime Live Times by visiting primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, one word. And there's well over 350 locations, and it's growing, too, inside our listening area and beyond our listening area as well, primelifetimes.com. Well, hey, you know what? I thought we would just kind of kick back a little bit, kind of lounge together here at the table of fellowship, and I thought we would play just some of our favorite hymns today for Mark and friends. Some of them will have a contemporary twist to maybe an old, fun, loving hymn. So I thought we would just let our hair down a little bit today and play some of our favorite hymns. So let's kick back and let's start things off with kind of a newer group called Watkinsville Worship. You should look them up online. They got some really good songs. It's their version of When We All Get to Heaven right here on Mark and Friends right here on this Thursday.
A place when we all
this a fun song. It's a group called Watkinsville Worship, When We All Get to Heaven. You're listening to Mark and Friends today, Ministry of Great News Media, playing your favorite hymns. And Fanny Crosby was born in 1820, about 60 miles north of New York City, and her father died shortly after her birth, and she herself was blinded in infancy by actually a doctor who was somewhat careless treating her eyes. But as a result of her blindness, she developed a phenomenal memory. She memorized vast segments of scripture, whole books of the Bible, including all four of the Gospels. And she later said that whenever she wanted to read a portion of scripture, she turned a little button in her mind, and the appropriate passage would flow through her brain like a recorded tape. And that vast reservoir of memorized scripture became the nurturing fountain for her hymns. And she would compose hymn after hymn after hymn. During her 94 years of life, she wrote approximately 9,000 hymns. Isn't that incredible? And here's one that she wrote many years ago. It's Blessed Assurance, here on today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, the purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Submission, perfect delight, isn't a rapture now burst to my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. All the day long.
Amen. Praise God for that blessed assurance. Playing your favorite hymns today for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends in this song right here. Its roots go as far back as the 1600s. It's Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad
playing your favorite hymns today, just changing things up a tad a little bit for Mark and Friends today for this Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll. Hope you're having a great week. And friend, I absolutely love this hymn. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You may have all this world. Give me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Or you can have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when I come to die, oh, when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Or you can have all this world. You can have all this world. Oh, you can have all this world. Give me Jesus.
Amen. What a beautiful song. That is artist from Ireland. That is Robin Mark, and Give Me Jesus. Good to see you today. It is Joey Kroll, and this last song today for Mark and Friends as we play our favorite hymn is actually a song taken from Scripture, as many of our hymns are. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let me read this to you today. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words."
Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Life are gone, I'll fly away like a bird from prison bars has flown. I'll fly away. By and by, I